Towards the end of Parshas Matos, we read about the famous discussions and somewhat tense negotiations between Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven and Moshe, the tribes of Gad and Reuven. Later, the Torah throws in half of Menashe as well, but initially all we hear about is Gad and Reuven. They approach Moshe and ask to be able to stay on Eivra Yarden, on the eastern side of the Yarden, and not cross over into Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning of Perek Lamed Beis, the Torah introduces us to the story by telling us that they had Mikne Rav, they had lots of cattle, and when they saw the land on Eivra Yarden and how plush it was and how good it would be for their animals, they desired to settle there because V'hineh HaMakom, Makom Mikne. It would be a good place for their cattle. A little bit later in the story, a little bit later in the Perek, in Pasuk Tet Zayin, we read about their specific request where they ask Moshe for this ability and they promise that even though they will go over and help their fellow Jews fight in the war to settle and conquer Eretz Yisrael, but in the meantime, they will build Gidros Tzon, they will build places for their cattle, as well as Arim for their children, cities for their children, for their families. Eventually, there's a back and forth, but when Moshe finally gives them the permission to fulfill that condition, to fight with their fellow Jews, but yet, yes, they could settle on Eivra Yarden, Moshe repeats the two issues that they had wanted to do, the things that they requested, but Moshe deliberately, clearly, and noticeably changes the order. He gives them permission to build Arim Letapchem, you can build cities for your children, and Gederos Letzonachem, and you can build the pens, the different places for your cattle. Noticing this change in the order, Rashi quotes from the Medrash Tanchuma in Siman Zayin, and this is really exactly what the Medrash says in Bamidbar Rabbah and Parsha Chaf Beis Os Tes, that Moshe switched the order as a musr to them. In the words of the Medrash, the people made the Iker Tafel and the Tafel Iker. When they were asking Moshe for the ability to stand Eivra Yarden, they prioritized that which shouldn't have been prioritized, which should have been secondary. They made the Tafel into an Iker. Instead, Moshe taught them that they need to make the Iker Iker and the Tafel Tafel. They prioritized their money over their children. They first said, we'll build Gidros Tzon, and only afterwards did they mention their children. But rather, Moshe says, you need to make the Iker Iker, you need to have the right priorities. You, on the other hand, he gives them Moser, Shechivavu es mamonam yoser min hanefashos. By you asking for places for your cattle first, it demonstrated that you prioritized, that you had more of a love of and commitment to your cattle, your money, than your own children. Commenting on this back and forth and Moshe's Musar by changing the order and saying, first comes your children, keep your priority straight, keep the main thing the main thing, the Medrash brings us a support for this. There is an allusion from the Pasuk in Koheles and Perek Yud, Lev Chacham Liyamino, Lev Kasil Li Smolo. And the Medrash interprets this, as we often find in Chazal, that Yamin, the right, is the stronger or the priority, and smolo, the left, should be what is secondary or less important. And says the Medrash, Lev Chacham Liyamino, that refers to Moshe, that the heart of a Chacham, the wisdom of a wise man, is Liyamino. He understands that the important things should be the Yamin, that which take priority. However, says the Medrash, Lev Ksil L'smolo, that refers to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, the fool focuses on the smolo, the things which should be tafel, the things which should be not as important, the things which should be secondary. And it's not just a moral failure. You see from the pasuk, it's also just simply foolish. The Medrash continues and says that as a punishment, Moshe pointed out their mistake, but the Medrash adds, which you don't find in the Chumash, that Hashem, as it were, says to the people as a punishment, because you prioritize your cattle over your money, the punishment is that you will have no bracha from this decision, despite the permission to stay in Eivra Yarden, and you'll have no bracha. That's somewhat mysterious and a little bit unclear what it's referring to, but it's clear that actually, if you look carefully in the Medrash, it's an allusion to something that was previously, more clearly and explicitly established a little bit earlier in a previous Medrash, in Bamidbar Rabbah, in the same Parsha Chaf Beis, but in Os Zayin, there on the initial pasuk of the story, where we read that the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven had lots of cattle, Mikne Rav, so there the Medrash already makes this point that they prioritize their money, their parnasa, over, but here the Medrash focuses on Eretz Yisrael. They focused it more on Eretz Yisrael. Their money that they could make outside of Israel was more important than going into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Medrash says, their punishment would be, Lefichach Galut Chila Mikol Shiftehem, that they would be forced into Golus before any of their brothers, before all the other Shvatim. And this is referring to a tradition that goes back, is sourced to a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perakei, that in the time of the first Churban, even we know that Yehuda was that the 10 tribes, excuse me, were put into Golus before the 2 tribes, before Yehuda and Binyamin. But even in the Malchus Yisrael, the pasuk says that Gad and Reuven, the people in Evrei Yarden, were exiled first. And why? Why were they exiled first? What's the cause? So here the Medrash says, Al shehifrishu atzmam min acheichem bishvil kinyanam. You separated yourself from your fellow Jews, from the other tribes, because of your money. So in sum, if we put together the two Midrashim, the second one, which is brought by Rashi, but we look inside to that second Medrash, and we go back to the first Medrash, the two Midrashim, in sum, we see something very fascinating, that the flaw of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven was their prioritizing of money. This is not to demonize money, making a good living, capitalism, nothing like that, obviously not. But you can skew your priorities. Even something that's legitimate can be overemphasized, and you can mess up your priorities. And a paradigm for this mistake of giving too much of an emphasis to money is considered by the Medrash Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. And when you put the Midrashim together, it's really fascinating. I don't think we appreciate this. According to the Medrash, they prioritized money over their children. That's what Rashi quotes. They prioritized money over Eretz Yisrael. And they prioritize money over being together, ba'achdus, with their fellow Jews, with the majority of the tribes. And I think that if we think about this, this is really a tremendous lesson about the potential destructive power of being too focused on money. That if you really become obsessed with it, there's never such thing as enough. Oyev kesef lo yizba kesef. And it really can destroy everything, and it can take the space of all the other values that you know really should come first.